is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. It's almost summer, almost time for some serious time out. And don't we need that this year, especially in far Northern California? Given these extraordinary, exhausting times, let's do something new, do something more. Let's get out there and make a difference, close to home. We've talked before about voluntourism or service vacations, typically at least somewhat organized trips built around a cause or useful purpose, planting trees, building trails. Internationally, some question if volunteers do much good unless you have a specialized skill to offer or teach, though people who'd sign on generally feel good about hand-digging a well, building that school, even if locals could do it better and faster. Something to think about. But close to home, you can't go too far wrong. How do you find the right nearby volunteer? Ask around. Get online and search. On my first online fishing expedition, I hooked a just-missed-it opportunity to rebuild key trails just years after a major wildfire in Stanislaus National Forest with the American Hiking Society, whose trips often fill fast. If that sounds good, make a note for next year. The Sierra Club has some great working trips, too, some that sell out fast, like Big Sur, Catalina Island, Yosemite, Lassen. But how about a Habitat Restoration Service trip at the new Fort Ord National Monument near Monterey Bay? Nature Corps, whose motto is Make Friends, Make Memories, Make a Difference, offers opportunities for families and adults who want to help out in national and state parks. 3-day park service projects include fun and good food, along with good works. About 50-50 work-play. Current California possibilities include Big Sur, Morro Bay, Sequoia, and Yosemite. But there's more to Nature Corps. Teachers and other professionals can sign on for service learning vacations with continuing education credits, allowing science teachers to work alongside park rangers on research-based conservation projects, for example. Nature Corps also offers team-building employee outings. Talk about taking some corporate responsibility. Consider, too, Passport in Time, which offers volunteer archaeological opportunities on national forest lands. This summer, there's a new 5-day survey project in Lassen National Forest near Old Station. For still more volunteer opportunities on public lands, contact local or regional state park, national forest, wildlife, and BLM offices, and check out volunteer.gov, a database that would be much more useful if it was searchable. Or consider just plain becoming a better person, at least a better educated person. For older adults, for educational travel, does anything beat Rhodes Scholar, which was originally known as Elder Hostel? These can be family trips, too, because of Rhodes Scholar's wonderful grandparent trips. Come on, consider it. How about paying at least half the freight to send Grandma and Grandpa off with the kids for a couple weeks? The best thing about Rhodes Scholar is that there's something for everyone, including service learning opportunities, a boat and boot tour of Channel Islands, a horseback adventure in the High Sierra, guided arts and museum tours. Some trips get pricey. Others are well within the reach of most of us. And you can always get ideas from Rhodes Scholar and DIY. Until next time, when we talk about more ways to localize and personalize your summer vacation, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.